From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio. Tonight, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump meet in Las Vegas for the final presidential debate. The wild campaign has taken blame for swings on Wall Street as traders respond to the ups and downs in the presidential and congressional races. A recent Wells Fargo Gallup poll shows 87% of investors worried about the election's impact on financial markets. So, should you change your retirement portfolio because of what's happening on the campaign trail? The short answer is no. We've been talking to financial advisors just to see how campaign anxiety is playing out. Virginia-based financial planner Dave O'Brien says the election comes up in the majority of his firm's meetings with clients. Many of them are calm, but some are straight up freaked out, asking if they should buy or sell, maybe even flee.
We've even been asked to help plan what to do if the election goes the wrong direction for them and they decide that they just need to move out of the country.
He gives similar advice. Don't make long-term decisions based on which way you think the White House and Congress will go.
While there might be a big dip or a spike after the November election, unless you want to bet that those results from the election are going to change the market for the next 10, 20 or more years, you really shouldn't be making that bet with your life savings.
We saw just how dangerous that is recently. People who sold their stocks right after the UK's Brexit vote now regret it as the market quickly recovered. Vanguard recently went back to the 1850s to examine long-term impact of White House control on stocks.
Be it Democrat, be it Republican elected, the differences are almost zero.
Vanguard senior strategist Jonathan Lemko thinks election jitters offer a teachable moment.
I think it's a major opportunity at any election, including this one.
While attention is this high, it's a chance to remind people about the basics, which in short means make an affordable plan appropriate for your age and goals, then stick with it, making periodic adjustments as you get older. But even if you get all this, you will feel the urge to sell whenever the market drops. Diane Oakley is executive director of the National Institute on Retirement Security.
You know, it is hard to resist.
Here we get into what economists call the cheesecake problem. Actually, they don't. It's just something I made up. But hear me out. If you open the oven and peek at the cheesecake halfway through, you're going to screw it up when all the cold air rushes in. Good advice in baking also holds true in retirement investing.
The thing you may want to do is not go look at your account for that week. You know, just put it off.
So if markets get nutty after tonight's debate or closer to the vote, don't peek. That way you're less likely to make a decision you will kick yourself for later.